NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao spent at least part of the day in discussions on issues ranging from improved economic relations to human rights ahead of tonight's scheduled state dinner. At a news conference, the president outlining the need for open trade between the two countries.
I did also stress to President Hu that there has to be a level playing field for American companies competing in China. The trade has to be fair. So I welcomed his commitment that American companies will not be discriminated against when they compete for Chinese government procurement contracts.
Mr. Obama also called on China to allow the free market to determine the value of its currency, the yuan. Both presidents met with U.S. business executives. The White House says China has agreed to purchase $45 billion in U.S. exports, including $19 billion worth of Boeing airplanes. Debate is underway on the floor of the House, with a vote expected sometime this hour to repeal the Obama administration's health care overhaul law. However, the vote to overturn the law is not expected to be upheld in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, which would enable them to block the effort. Some Republicans have also said they'd like to withhold money for carrying out the law, though much of that funding is built into the measure. Pentagon officials today announced the number of military suicides among active-duty service members has fallen, but as NPR's Rachel Martin reports, suicides in the Army Reserve and National Guard doubled last year.
Last year, 145 Army Reservists and National Guardsmen committed suicide, more than double the number from 2009. Pentagon officials say they're not sure what's to blame for the increase, and they point out that about half of the guardsmen who killed themselves last year never even deployed. The Army's Deputy Chief of Staff, General Pete Corelli, said as best as they can determine, personal relationship problems tend to be a major contributing factor. Pentagon officials say the overall suicide number for active duty troops dropped slightly in 2010, which Corelli says is evidence that the military's suicide prevention programs are making a difference. Even so, he said the numbers of service members committing suicide is still, quote, totally unacceptable. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed bag in terms of new housing numbers out today, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If you look at a chart of all the major housing market indicators over the past year, the trend isn't very encouraging. In fact, there is no trend. Pat Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
The levels are basically what they were 12 months ago. So we haven't moved at all in the last 12 months. So we're just stuck at the bottom.
But Newport is encouraged that home builders are taking out more building permits. That's a forward-looking indicator.
This report may be one of the early signs that things will start picking up.
And Newport says at some point, job growth in the economy will start helping the housing market. But most economists don't expect a dramatic improvement anytime this year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 12 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, authorities have put the metropolitan area on flood watch as heavy rains hit there. Meanwhile, in Rio State, the death toll as a result of last week's mudslides continues to rise, now reaching more than 700. As rain fell in Sao Paulo today, there were reports of floodwaters rising above some car windows in South America's largest city. The mayor's office there issued the flood alert for much of the city. At least one woman was killed when her house collapsed amid the downpour. The Vatican says a letter warning Irish bishops against reporting to police cases of clerical sex abuse has been misunderstood. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports abuse victims are convinced a recently revealed letter is the smoking gun, proving a Vatican cover-up of priestly pedophilia.
Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said that in a 1997 letter, the Holy See wanted to ensure that Irish bishops closely follow church rules so that clerical sex abusers would not be able to escape church punishment. This followed the revelation by Irish broadcaster RTE of a letter signed by the late Archbishop Luciano Storero, the papal envoy to Ireland. It was written a year after Irish bishops drew up a policy of mandatory reporting of suspected abusers to police. Storero said the policy gives rise to serious reservations of both a moral and canonical nature, adding that church law must be meticulously followed. Ever since the clerical sex abuse scandal erupted, the Vatican has always insisted in its public statements that it never instructed bishops to withhold suspicions or evidence of crimes. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of crude was down 50 cents a barrel to end the session at $91.81 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.